أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن دونهما جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مدهامتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم. The last few ayats that we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about a stage of Jannah, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. This stage of Jannah is for those people that fear the standing, the reckoning, and the day of Qiyamah in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they fear the majesty and the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a young person that had two qualities within himself. One was that he always remained in the company of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the second is he spent much of his time in the masjid. It comes in the narration that usually after the Isha Salat, he will stay in the masjid with Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then when Amirul Mu'mineen leaves to go home, then he will also leave to go home. And this was his routine for a long period of time. On one occasion, when he left Masjid al-Nabawi on his way home, a woman of the street, a prostitute, began to tempt him. Being a young person, in the initial stages, he felt the temptation overtook him, and he began to follow this woman to her house. As he goes to her house, now some thoughts come into his heart, into his mind, and above all the thoughts that came was an ayah that began to echo in his mind. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. And this ayah is now replete in his mind, is playing on in his mind, and suddenly this youngster falls unconscious. Now if you just analyze this ayat, and we also tie it up to this very profound message of the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this gift of fasting, and Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. What is the meaning of taqwa in this ayat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Certainly those people who have the quality of taqwa, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. When a group from amongst the shaitan begin to afflict them, begins to attack them. So it doesn't mean that a person has taqwa, he's not going to be tempted by shaitan, he's not going to be sometimes overwhelmed by shaitan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this quality of taqwa, when it is strong in a person, when it is rooted in a person, تَذَكَّرُوا. At that time the person begins to take heed, the person begins to remember. He realizes at that time, at some point in time, that he is now violating, he is breaking the command of Allah. And then what happens? فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Then suddenly they begin to see the light. They begin to open the eyes of their heart, and they realize that they are breaking the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this happens all the time to us also, that we attempted to commit sin, guna, and at that point or at some point we do realize that we are breaking the commandments of Allah. And at that time the important part of taqwa is we desist and we turn away. But this person fell unconscious. Now when he fell unconscious, this woman didn't know what to do, but she knew his whereabouts, she knew his address. So she began to drag him, and she takes him to the door of his home. He is still unconscious. She knocks at the door, leaves him outside, so to say, delivers him to his house, and she goes away. His father opens the door, sees his son unconscious, brings him in, And after a while he gains consciousness. When he gains consciousness, the father asks him his story. And the youngster begins to relate the absolute truth that this is what happened from the time I left the masjid. And when I was going to this house, and this ayah came to my mind, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Now the youngster fell, but not unconscious. He passed on, he died. He couldn't take that difficulty of being tempted and deviated from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously the father makes the arrangements for his janazah, his kafan and dafan, like what would normally be done. And the same night, his janazah is performed and he is buried in Jannatul Baqi. The next day, the father takes the sad message to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that this youngster that was in your khidmat, he was attending to you, he frequented the masjid, this is his story. And the father relates the entire story to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, he accompanies the father to the Qabrastan, to Jannatul Baqi, and he goes to the qabr of this young boy. After obviously sending some ithali sawab, reading and seeking Allah's forgiveness, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's heart is affected by the story of this youngster, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reads this ayah of the Quran that we had discussed. All these qualities of Jannat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to read, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتًا. The Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's view was that this youngster, in his heart, he had the fear of standing in front of Allah, the fear of accountability. There may have been temptation, he may have followed that woman, but overall, the fact and what made him unconscious was he could not bear the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu read, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And from inside the qabr, a voice, an echo comes, Amirul Mu'mineen, you are but reading the ayat. I am experiencing this jannatan, these two jannats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. So such are those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously this serves very, very many lessons for us also, many reminders for us, that taqwa is not all about never ever being tempted. The muttaqeen are not those people that do not do wrong. It does not mean that they will not be overwhelmed with the onslaught of shaitan. There will be those temptations. There will be, as we may say, those dull moments spiritually in our lives. But obviously, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us back that understanding, tadhakkaru, a person takes heed, he realizes he's breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the simple road is to take a U-turn and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness from Allah. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. For us to see the path, to see the light, to see what are those factors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, which factors earn the pleasure of Allah, what earns the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and simply turn back to Allah and make tawbah. So here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ, in this illustration in the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the life of this youngster, gives us a very, very clear indication that sometimes we may slip, sometimes we make errors, but we need to turn towards Allah and seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.